spent many, many times in this community, so for many years. This is a very precious and a holy spot for me and for many of us, I know. I brought many youth groups up here and had many youth retreats and spent a lot of time with a lot of the brothers and sisters in this community. So my wife and I are just full of joy to be back here again and serving and worshiping with you all. So today, we first remember the three hierarchs, Gregory, Basil, and John. And the hymns are very beautiful about them. They say these words, they're instruments of grace, the harps of the Spirit, the towers of faith, doctors of the faithful. I love that. Doctors of the faithful. They doctor us. They pray for us. They take care of us. It's very important to understand this. They're brought together in this very beautiful kind of moment where we celebrate all three of them because they are considered to be following the holy line of all the fathers. Like they represent so much of all the teachings of the church. Basil was a charitable man, a monastic, and a teacher. Gregory was an orator and a theologian. And St. John, the golden mouth, devotion to scripture, and a great evangelist. So we put all those together and we see this very beautiful icon of sainthood. And so that's why they're celebrated today in this beautiful way. So the bulk of the homily today will be on Zacchaeus. It's always interesting, you know, when Zacchaeus shows up, it kind of, this bell starts to toll like we're really close to Lent. This actually kind of backs it up a little bit. We're actually 6 weeks away. And sometimes that's on the fifth week, but it always, the bell starts to ring that Lent is close. Lent is coming. So Jesus is on his way to Jericho. Jericho is a notorious city known for its iniquity. But Jesus comes to it. This is a very important understanding. Christ comes to the sinner. Christ comes to us in whatever condition we're in. Doesn't matter. We don't have to be better. We just have to be available. Available to God. So he comes to us in these ways and not to force himself on us, but to open the door for us, to give us an opportunity to come to him. This is total freedom on our part, but we need to understand the importance of his coming to us in all our situations. There's not a situation that exists where God doesn't come to us. So we need to understand that he's always available, 24/7. All he asks of you is to come to him. So get to that at the end of the homily. It says that Zacchaeus was small of stature, but we could assume more that he was small in virtue. He was oppressed by his vices. He was not able to stand upright as a spiritual man. So he was put down. Do we feel that way sometimes? Oppressed by our sins, oppressed by our anxiety, oppressed by some condition we have. Feel like we're pushed down, that we can't ascend spiritually. So what was Zacchaeus' first response? This is very important to all of us. It was his desire to be changed. His desire to see Christ. This is the first thing that we need to spark in ourselves is, do I have a desire for God? And if not, Lord, help me find it. That should be our first prayer. Help me find a deeper desire for you. So this thing, this idea that he comes to us, but he opens the door with this first element of we need to have great desire for God. And it sparked him, but it sparked him to do the second thing that's important, to act. Because we can have all the desire in the world and no action, and we'll find very little result spiritually. But we saw both these things come together. He had a desire to see God, and he acted. And he made an extreme effort. He climbed up into a tree. He didn't just like trying to find his way through the crowd. He knew he couldn't see, so he made an extreme effort to find God. So these things, first, God is available. Two, we need to have a great desire for him. And then three, we need to make an effort for him, make an effort toward him. So these three are kind of really important lessons to us. How do we kind of grow ourselves spiritually? One, we draw near to God. Two, we have a great desire for God. And three, we make an effort. Make an effort. I remember a good friend of ours and many of you as Father Thomas Hopko. He said, you know, we should pray every morning. 10 minutes. So I want to know if you know that there's an enemy. I want you to make a commitment. You just pray 10 minutes every morning. And that after 2 weeks, tell me if there's a devil or not. Because you're going to get that, oh, I'm too tired, I'm too this. See this, I have the desire, but the effort has to be kind of pushed. You have to push yourself beyond your limitation. Push yourself. So this is these important precepts of the spiritual life. God has opened the door. He's asked us to walk through that door. We have to have a desire to do that. And then we need to continually make the effort, day after day after day. So I'll share with you another story. I went to my spiritual father years ago. And you know, we all do this. We struggle with kind of our spiritual life, our prayer life, a life of fasting. And those two things, I just wanted to get away from those being my ideas. How am I going to fast and how am I going to pray? So I went to my spiritual father. He says, I need you to give me a fasting rule and a prayer rule. And he did. He said, well, how do you pray now? And he said, he looked at the prayer rule. He says, that's a good rule. He says, keep doing that. He says, but do you want me to tell you what to do or do you want me to give you some advice? I said, uh-oh, it sounds like obedience to me. So I said, no, I want you to tell me what to do. And he said this, don't miss. Don't miss. It will change your life. And he was totally right. Don't miss. Make it simple. It doesn't have to be a complicated rule, but be very aggressive with it. Very aggressive with it. It's salvation. Our ability to become like Christ will begin to happen if you make that commitment and are firm in it. So, that effort. So the Lord says to Zacchaeus, come down. I want to come into your house. I want to come into your soul. These words that the Lord gives to St. John in the book of Revelation is discourse on the Laodiceans, a rebuke and then an encouragement, these words. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me. I stand at the door and knock. Come in. Come in. We are to humble ourselves. We are to come down and ask God to come into the house and to dwell with me, to sup with me, and I with him. This is such an incredible invitation. The creator and sustainer of the universe wants to make his abode in your soul. The creator and sustainer of the universe wants to come in and make his abode, his home in your soul. Wow. That's a deal, and it's free. You don't have to pay anything, but you do have to give him everything. But this is a beautiful invitation today. I want to come into your house. Those are the words of the Lord to you today. So Zacchaeus makes this incredible inner conversion. And accompanied by this change in his life, he wants to return fourfold all those that he has dealt with improperly. So that entering of Christ into his home changed his greed into generosity. It should change for us our pride into humility, anger into love, sadness into contentment and hope in Christ. So this conversion to us. So today, my beloved, we hear these last words in the gospel. Christ came to seek and to save the lost. He came to seek and to save us. He came to seek and to save you. So may we open the door today to our Lord. Allow him to come into the house. Maybe into those little corners of our house that we not let him in before. Those little dark places, those little difficult spots, those spots of despair, those thoughts of anxiety, those spots of struggles in our life. We need to let him into those places. Let him be in those spots with you. Christ came to be in those very spots, the most difficult spots in your soul. That's where he wants to go. He didn't die on a cross just to come in and dwell in us. He came to die on a cross so he could be with us in our most difficult times and the most difficult places. So let him come in. Let him be there. Be with him there. Be in that moment and let him be in that moment with you. Don't run from that. So God be with us all. May his love that comes from the Father envelop us, give us joy and hope in this life. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen.